Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday. Yay. I'm so excited because, again, our podcast today is about the stories of hope. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm the creator of this podcast. And it is my desire and wish that all the entrepreneurs that I share with you here today, they're going to be sharing stories so that you can be inspired that no matter what it is that you're facing with right now, that you will feel something that will give you the inspiration that you can keep going in the direction of positivity and triumph and victory. Because we know that when we share stories, when we share our stories with our children, with our grandchildren, with our neighbors, with our friends, we heal through stories. And that's why I created this podcast, is to, everybody has a story to tell and everybody matters. And so that's what I'm so excited about doing. So, but before we go on, I just want to remind everyone, after this hour, the 12 o'clock hour, the 1 o'clock hour, we have Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur. Diane Solano, amazing person. She's bringing on a guest onto her show. They're going to be talking about gut health. The reason why this is very up close and personal with me is because I used to host with Diane, and now she was ready to step out on her own. She's got her own podcast now. So yay for that. That's at 1 o'clock. And then at 1:30, also one of our previous guests here on the Stories of Hope, Christelle Biga, she is hosting at 1:30, and she's bringing on a guest as well, has her own podcast. And if you don't know any of these ladies, I'm here to tell you that these names are going to be well-known names in the world. And now is the time for you to stay tuned to them as well. Christelle is going to be bringing on a guest, and they're talking about tapping into their superpowers. So it's all good. We're keeping it in the family here at Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening and tuning in. Let me introduce you to our first guest. Our first guest, we have two first names, Abigail Rebecca. She is a lady boss. I'm here to tell you, she's a lady boss. She's the founder of Femme Boss at Illuminate Leaders. And she's a coach, she's an entrepreneur, she's a speaker, so many more things that we're going to find out about this lady. The bottom line with her is she's going to help entrepreneurs become highly visible. So it's perfect that she's here on the show today. Welcome to the show, Abigail.
Hi, Cornelia. It's lovely to be here. I love your theme music, by the way. It's a little bit of an Irish spin, I think. Have you got an Irish background?
I don't. I have a European background, but I love that vibe because it's kind of hopeful. It has that, right?
It does.
So thank you for that. Thank you for coming on. So, you know, you help entrepreneurs become highly visible. But first, where do you live? Are you in Ireland now?
No, I'm not. So predominantly I'm based in the UK. So I'm UK based. So I'm in UK at the moment. But I am really lucky. I get to travel a lot with my job. A lot of my clients are actually based on West Coast America. So I'm over in the States a lot. So normally in between UK and France, really, UK and Europe.
Great. Wonderful. So I know that you have an amazing story to tell, a core message that you want to inspire our audience with today. Let's get right into it. What is that message that you want to share?
Yeah, so I guess what I wanted to share with you today is really, you know, what I really, really stand for and why I do the work that I do. And I truly believe that how we feel about ourselves inside is how we show up in the world, and actually how that actually impacts our results. So the way that we're feeling inside of ourselves totally impacts the results that we have. And I see this time and time again with the female entrepreneurs that I meet and that I work with. My story, well, the way that I'm influenced by that really is, you know, I remember really clearly when I was about 6 years old, standing in the playground, totally alone, being rooted to the spot, so scared, so alone, and so worried about standing up and being visible, because I was so worried about being picked on, being ridiculed, being laughed at. I was brought up as a Jehovah's Witness. Mm-hmm. I had a very, very strict upbringing. And I think probably to a lot of the children at school, you know, I was a bit weird. I didn't celebrate Christmas. I wasn't allowed to play with them after school. And I think from a very early lesson, from a very early age, I learned the lesson that if you stand up and you're visible, then something bad happens to you. You know, you get picked on. So, and this is something that's actually inbred in all of us, especially as women, which I can kind of go into a little bit later. But so I learned this lesson that if I stand up and I'm visible, I'm ridiculed. So I actually learned, you know, throughout my life to really fit in. You know, not to stand up, not to be too visible, not to to be visible, but not too visible, just in case I, you know, made other women jealous. And all through my life, through my 20s, I traveled all around the world in my 20s and my 30s. I was a very successful senior corporate leader. And then in my 40s, running my business, you know, it's almost like I put on this act. Like I was trying to play small and keep small and quiet instead of actually standing out. So I guess my message is for women, for all women out there, but especially for female entrepreneurs and real purpose-driven, visionary entrepreneurs, is to really look at actually where are you holding yourself back? You know, where are you playing small? And how do you really see yourself? Because if you want to create something huge within this world and you want to be extraordinary and you want to create success for yourself and others, you need to be feeling that deep down inside. I think it's difficult sometimes, you know, for us as women to be visible, because if you think about, you know, for thousands and thousands of years, when women stood up and spoke and had a voice, sometimes bad things would happen to us. You know, we'd get burnt at stakes. You know, violent things would probably happen to us. So I think there's also this inbuilt thing within all women, all of us, and it's inherited through the lineage around, you know, if I stand up, something bad is going to happen to me. You know, nice girls don't speak up. Nice girls don't have a voice. Nice girls don't have an opinion. So my message for women is to really look deep inside, do the inner work in order to really sort of heal and transform, and then come out the other end and actually share their message with purpose.
Well, it's brilliant. It's brilliant right now, especially at this time period, to share this message, because so many women are feeling not as confident as they can. And for what you just shared with us, that you have to feel it from the inside, you have to feel to want to be able to shine. And any place that you've suppressed that energy or held yourself back, now is the time to go for it and be fearless and really step up and step out, because you're living this life. So it's a core, beautiful message that you're sharing. Let's tell the audience, and I love this, let's tell the audience where they can find you on social media, how they can get in contact with you and follow you, so they can continue on being inspired by the message that is so needed in the world and that you so brilliantly shared with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is abigailrebecca.com. So, or if you just Google Abigail Rebecca, you'll be able to find me really quickly. I hang out mostly on Facebook, so you can find me under Abigail Rebecca Illuminated Leaders. And also my Instagram is Illuminated Leaders.
Yes, I love that. Illuminated Leaders. And that's the story of hope that we opened up the show with today. Thank you so much, Abigail. It was a pleasure to have you on, and we hope to see you again. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. And be sure to stay with us in the next segment to meet our next guest. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7, just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask, with a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. And always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to introduce you to our next guest, Elise Cortez. She is a purpose engagement catalyst. She hosts her own podcast. She helps entrepreneurs and companies to cultivate meaning of higher engagement and so much more. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great. I'm so glad that you came on. You are going to share a story with us today where the audience, somebody is going to be able to go, that's exactly what I needed to hear right now. And what is the core message? What is it that you wanted to share with us today?
Well, there's really two stories that I can share in the time period that we have. But let me start and I'll go backwards. So, let me go the other way around first. So I want to tell two stories of struggle. And the first one that I want to tell happened when I was 28 years old. And to paint the picture, you have to realize I'm from a small town in northeastern Oregon, population 4,800, couldn't get out of there fast enough. Love Oregon, love Washington, but I wanted something bigger place to play. So in my mid-20s, I had the opportunity to move to Madrid, Spain. My boyfriend at the time had this really huge job. We literally went all over Western Europe. And then we moved to Brazil for 2 years and lived in Rio de Janeiro for 2 years and went all over South America. It was the kind of life, Cornelia, that everybody really dreams about. I mean, I had a maid, a chauffeur, and a gardener, and I was 26 years old. Wow. There was just one problem. I was miserable. Why? Because it wasn't my life. I was a flag in somebody else's wind. I had a tremendous life that anybody would want to live, but I wasn't being of service to the world. I didn't feel like I mattered. I felt like I was just drinking from life, not giving to life. And it was this awful, empty sort of feeling. And the maid would come, Dalva would come, and she'd say, "What's the matter? Why are you crying?" I'm like, "I'm miserable." So I finally left that relationship. I was 28 then by the time I left. And I came back to Portland, Oregon, where I came from. And it was the best feeling ever to start over. So I went from having a maid to being a maid. So what I did was, to make a living, is I bought a home cleaning business. And I thought, this is the best way that I can get through my education and I can start over again on my own and make it again. And so back then, this was the early 1990s. So I was also waiting tables and selling flowers on the street corner for Valentine's Day. That was fun, jumping up and down in the cold, selling flowers. People wanted flowers to get back home, right, to get in the door on Valentine's night. And I was also selling coupon books door to door, all of this just to be able to make my living and come back. And, you know, it was the best feeling because it was on my terms. It was my life. I was making it all happen. And so out of that, what happened was I clawed my way back up into the world, if you will, and ended up finishing my master's degree, got a good sales job. And then before I knew it, I bought my first house, et cetera, and I was on my way. And years later, I reconnected with my ex-boyfriend, Arthur was his name. And we met in San Diego and actually spoke Portuguese together in an Italian place in San Diego. It was amazing. But the point being is there was something about reclaiming my life that was the best thing ever out of that struggle. I was so lost in that relationship. So finding myself again was really important. So that's the first story. Any interactions, questions before I go on to my second one?
Well, it's exactly what so many people need to hear right now, because many people are finding themselves at a crossroads right now with, you know, this exact kind of thing, you know, with an old world or whatever that's dying within themselves out there. And now how to resurrect the life that you were meant to live. And so this is perfect. So next story.
Okay, good. Well, I love telling stories. Stories are really important. And I'm an identity researcher as well, Cornelia. So I know the power of understanding your own story and being able to see it from a different lens, to be able to tell it in a different, bigger way that you can step into. So storytelling is really, really important. Okay, the second story has a similar kind of twist to it, and it does end up in reinvention. This story happened 4 years ago when I got divorced. And what was so interesting about this process, Cornelia, was I recognized that I'd gone through this huge process in 2014 where I was really stepping into my shine. I had just finished a major postdoc meaning, work, and identity research project, found these 15 modes of engagement that I now consult from, and was just about to start hosting my own radio show, Working on Purpose. I was consulting on some really high levels, and I really was in my element. And I recognized then that I had gone through a major transformation in that particular year. Well, guess what happened when I went through that transformation? I disconnected from my ex-husband. I didn't mean to, but that's what happened. And we each kind of went our separate ways. I wanted meaning, purpose, and inspiration, and he wanted something else. And so at the end of 2015, he said, I think I'm ready to be done now. And I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was. And so we were together for 18 years and married for 16. And it was that thing where I knew that we should be going our separate directions, but I would have never been the one to say it's time. And so I don't know how many other people have experienced this, but I went into a pretty major panic because I was in a spot where I had become socially, emotionally, and financially interdependent with this person. And it scared me to go back out on my own all by myself again. And people would say, why are you afraid of this? Are you kidding me? You didn't get married until you were 35 years old. You made more money than he did when you guys got together. What's your problem? But it was paralyzing at the time just to figure out, how do I make this work? And I had my own business, but it was very much in alteration. I was reinventing that, and it just wasn't stable. And so in the first 2 months of the separation process, Cornelia, I dropped 15 pounds. I went from size 6 to size 2, so 133 down to 118. And here's what's interesting about that. That is the same weight I was when I met the man 18 years ago, and it's the same weight I've been most of my life. So it was like a recalibration point or something crazy that went back into place. Well, then from there, I went into this major, I want to call it a campaign, to really work on myself, to develop my emotional intelligence, to really understand my role in the marriage and the divorce and the dissolution, intense personal work and training. And on the other end of that, what happened was, no surprise, I got reconnected again, but this time in a much more powerful way to my own purpose. And so today I get to live my purpose by helping other people access their own. And there's no way that I would have founded my new platform, Gusto Now, without being in this space, without the pandemic either, by the way. The pandemic gave me a space to be able to finish my book, which came out this year. It's on Amazon. It's called Purpose Ignited. So that was a pandemic baby. Same thing with Gusto Now. Out of this terrific quiet period that came in this post-divorce reinvention, I got this space to reinvent and create again. So these are some of the things that have happened for me from a struggle vantage point. And I'll say one more thing about that, but let me let you chime in first.
Well, I'm just blown away by what you shared. There's so many things that are coming, you know, that I want to talk about. But like when you said that when you lost all the weight, you lost that dead weight that you'd been, you know, there's so much here in these juicy stories that you told. And by the way, you told them, succinctly, amazing storyteller you are. So gusto.com, is that what it's called?
It's called Gusto Now, and you find it with gusto-now.com. And by the way, there is a worksheet there that you can download that's free that helps you on your own path as well if you want to find that there. So that's part of my pandemic birthing. But what I was going to say as well is I'm a logotherapist, which is really, you are a therapist who treats with meaning. And so what I know is that those really negative, big, awful, hairy struggles that punch us in the face, like we've been talking about, what I know from a logotherapeutic vantage point is that there are no tragic situations in life that can't be transmuted into positive accomplishments, but for the way that we allow them to be seen in our own mind. We construe that.
Yeah.
And I do consider everything that came from both of these things to be very positive. I'm so grateful for the gifts.
Congratulations on your book and on your new creation with your Gusto. What is it? GustoNow.com?
Gusto Now, yes. Gusto-now.com. Yes,
yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, merging with that life force energy and bringing it into the now. It's like, now, let's do this now. So, you know, I heard so much about you through one of our past Stories of Hope speakers that came on, and that's Diane. And she did show me a logo. Were you the designer of that logo?
No, but I love that logo too. I that's not my jam to create something like that, but it totally represents what I'm up to. So I'm glad you like it too.
I love it. Yeah. And I want to do something aside with you and Diane together. We should do some kind of event together online. Oh. It'd be fun to do something together because I'm just so in alignment with your message, you know, and I know so many women that are our age, that are now ready to really fully stand in their shine.
Yes.
Stand in their light, right? Stand in their shine, stand in their light, and really come out with purpose and unapologetic.
Yes, please. Send them my way. I'm happy to work with people like that. And yes, I would love to do an event with you and Diane. We would have great gobs of fun, whether it's in person or online. I'm in.
Good. So good. Then we just created something else, something new. That's wonderful. So what is it that you want? What is it that you want the ladies to do? What is it that you want the audience to do? Our audience is predominantly women, 85% women, but men do listen, you know, they do listen. And, but what is it that you want to leave our audience with today? What call to action you want to give everyone?
Well, so one, go to my website, gusto-now.com, download the Grab Your Gusto worksheet. That's a great place to start. That's going to help you understand kind of where you might be stuck in life. Because my big thing is about taking charge, right? Live with passion, work on purpose, lead with inspiration. And to do all that, to live a life like that, you need gusto. You need something that gives you that juice. And so I want you to go, and I think that's a place to start. Go take charge by getting clear about where you are in life and where you might need some help, whether it's from the universe, whether it's from you or me or from your neighbor. But that's the place to start.
Good. That's excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on and for sharing two incredible stories, not one, but two. There's so much there, so many wonderful nuggets. You're an inspirational woman out there inspiring the world to, you know, step into their light and live with purpose.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. And audience, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll introduce you to our next guest. Now, but before we go, I just want to say that if you're listening to this show and you want to be a part of the Cornelia Stephanie Show, to be considered to be a speaker on the Stories of Hope, you can reach me at email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And let's have a chat. All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. We all have a path to walk on our journey of life. There's no right and there's no wrong path. It's simply the path we have chosen. We also know that everyone and everything is composed of energy. Just as there's a positive, there is a negative. Just as there's light, there is dark, and of course, just as there is resistance, there is non-resistance. We are the creators of our life story. We are the captain of our ship. We are the producer of our movie. And as we walk our path, we have the free will to use our energy accordingly. I hope you have a wonderful day, filled with love, light, joy, and of course, non-resistant, free-flowing energy. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited. I just love doing this show. I love meeting these amazing lady boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. My beautiful next guest is Danielle Margraf. She's an entrepreneur, she's a strategy coach, and she's going to help you get things done for sure. She's on a mission to support your soul's realization to wealth so that you can leave behind the wounds that you were born into. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's great to have you. So my goodness, what I know when I was looking at your bio and I was reading that you're working on a soul level, which is wonderful, and you're also talking our language, and that is for us to really fully step into our wealth and step into our abundance. But I know that there's a story that comes with that. And so what did you come today to share with our audience?
Yes.
Core message?
Yeah, so I have always been feeling very connected to spirit and source. And I feel like my path has been very messy, right? Like my human experience has been very messy. And so that kind of duality is something that I struggled in for really since childhood. So I experienced a childhood trauma that led me on a path of really deep exploration in terms of why did this happen? What was the purpose of this? And really just the slippery slope of feeling like I was aligned and tuned in to really going into a space of real financial poverty and making bad choices. So I ended up getting married, having two beautiful babies within 21 months of each other, only to get divorced because that was just a very highly dysfunctional situation. But I was wounded when I met this person, right? And so that's what we do. We make choices based on our own worth. And so I ended up getting divorced. My children were only 1 year. He was 12 months old, and my daughter was not even 3 yet. And so over the course of a very short time after that, I moved around a lot trying to figure it out. Because of this childhood wound that I had experienced, I had this very hyper-vigilant fear for my children. And I thought, I'm not going back to work. I was raised by a stay-at-home mom. I wanted to be there for my kids. And fear kind of controlled that a little bit, that decision. And so I sold my wedding bands. And I was living with my parents at the time, and it was right during the divorce. I had already been a yoga instructor and a Reiki master. And this was back in 2011. I sold my wedding bands. And I put myself through coaching school. Mm-hmm. And again, just, you know, like any other business, I had this infusion of high income coming in where I thought, oh my God, I've made it. And then the idea of this, how am I going to sustain this and how am I going to take care of these kids and trying to balance it all by myself, I crashed and burned. And so I found myself 2 years ago homeless. I had nowhere to go. I had nowhere to live. I was transitioning out of a space that I was renting and he was selling the unit. So I had to leave. My credit was terrible. I had claimed bankruptcy during the divorce. I had all of this shame that was re-triggered from my childhood, but then compounded by how did this happen? How did I allow this to happen? Now I have a master's degree, so I'm an intelligent person, right? And so the idea of how does this logically happen where I have a master's degree, I have all of these certifications, you know, because I am one of those, like, I love learning, right? I want everything I can get my hands on. And here I am homeless and on food stamps. My family lived 2 hours away at the time. And we went from hotel to hotel until I exhausted all of my money. I then put my kids in, I sent my kids 2 hours away. They'd never want to be away from me because I'm there constant. And so I just said, stay with grandma and papa for a little bit, just a week, give yourself, you know, go be in the pool, do whatever. I still had to work. And I would, instead of taking help from friends, I slept on my massage table I had an energy medicine practice at the time. And I slept on the massage table because I was so in such shame around, how could I do this, right? Well, I had done so much work, right? Between shamanic journeys and energy medicine and therapy and, you know, group coaching and all sorts of stuff that I ended up realizing what was happening. Like I said, this is not a normal kind of reaction, so to speak, because I felt like, Danielle, you know, you'll get out of this, right? Like I guess that's the thing, right? I always have this knowing, hence the connection to source. I know it's going to be okay, but my body reaction was not having it. And so I started Googling and looking up stuff around my nervous system and reactions and shame. And I came across somatic therapy. And of course, I thought I found the missing ingredient for me. And I put myself back to school again. I figured it out how to, you know, and I got back in school. And I ended up finding a place to live who, you know, source is magical, right? Mm-hmm. These people, they did not look at my credit score. Yep. They did not, right? Like it's all the stars aligned that it was just like, yes, come and stay here. Mm-hmm. And I moved us all in. And this year I've made multiple six figures in my business.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. What an incredible yes. story. I mean, you know, when anyone comes in and talks about wealth and soul, mm-hmm. I know that there's poverty involved. Yeah. In order for us to really know our wealth, this is something we have to own in the body. And yes. I think, you know, what you were sharing with your story, that shame that you felt, you weren't feeling it in the body yet because you were still transcending that poverty consciousness out of your body, right?
100%.
Yeah. And yes. as a coach, you know, we know that's how it works. But
yeah,
and you had that knowing that, yeah, this is where you were going, but you still had to be in. I mean, love is messy, isn't it? You said my life was messy, and unconditional love, learning to love ourselves, claiming our rightful divine birthright, claiming our inheritance, which is what you did. Claimed your, yes. your worthiness, claimed your abundance, claimed your wealth, claimed your soul, claimed your life through, you know, yes. heartache and pain and shame, releasing that core wound of shame. That was a big one.
That's, Yeah, I think that was really the key, right? Like, there was so many different parts, but, and it's funny, I didn't go from zero to multiple six figures, right? There was, it's like there's these levels of transcendence, right? Where we get to transform this inner world. And, you know, it's funny. I turned 46 in April, and this is the first time I started saying like, ooh, what's going on here? What's, you know, because I'm always working on the inner stuff. Yeah. I never even really, because I always have known that's where it all comes from. That's what it's all about. And so, you know, there was definitely discomfort at every level, right? And there were things I had to let go of at every level. And there were things I needed to step into and embody at every level. And so I think that was really when I really had to surrender to, okay, I don't know it. I don't know better. You know better. I'm going to just watch for the messages and just be grateful that I am, you know, surviving, and I can put my kid's head on a pillow and put food on the table. And really, it does strip you of that ego. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But what a wonderful role model you are for yourself, for other women, for your children, just for your family, because something you said earlier on is that, you know, what you do for yourself, you're doing for the lineage. That's the thing. You're doing it for your lineage. And so you're healing a lot. I want to let the audience know we have 2 minutes, my dear, and you're amazing. Thank you so much for coming on. Let us tell the audience how they can stay with you, get in touch with you, work with you. Give us our social media information.
Sure. On Instagram, I am the Soulful Somatic Healer. On Facebook, you can come into my group. I have a group called Sacred Feminine Visionaries. And so you can connect with me there. And myself, Danielle Margraff, you can friend request me or drop me a direct message. And my website is Sacred Soul, S-O-U-L, solutionsnj.com.
Thank you so much for doing this wonderful work that you're doing out there in the world. It was an honor and a pleasure to have you on today. And be sure to come back again and let's share this message out in social media to let the world know, hey, there is hope, that it's a matter of surrender, and that if Danielle can do it, if I can do it, and the other ladies that have been here, we can do it, you can too.
Absolutely. And that's the truth. Thank you. That's the truth. Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast as much as I am. I'm so excited about my next guest because, as you will see, this is the first time I've ever had a dentist on the show. My next guest is Dr. Shashki Godke, and she is a certified health coach, a certified life coach. She's an entrepreneur and she is the founder of Holistic Health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Shashki.
Hello, thank you, Cornelia. That's amazing, awesome, thank you. It's an honor to be in the show and thanks for this invitation.
Yes, I'm so glad that you came on. So like I said in the introduction, this is the first time we've ever had a dentist on, which is really curious to me with your qualifications. And, you know, there's not many dentists out there in the world that are also certified in health coaching and life coaching. So I'm curious as to what got you started in that field.
So with the health coaching part, I have been practicing dentistry over 20 years now in India and now in US for the past 15 years in US. So the reason I started with health coaching was my personal struggle with health, of course, which most of us kind of get passionate into, which we start struggling with. I realized that being an entrepreneur now past year and a half and a health coach, I have realized so many of us who want to give and share our passion actually have struggled with that in the past. It's not like we were always good at that. It's the opposite. It's we had struggled. So it's the same thing with me. I struggled with my health for over 15 years. It started off as a teenager at the age of 11 when I started getting my periods, and it was initially for an year I was okay, and then I started getting like very heavy periods, and that was just the beginning of what was to follow for 15 more years, which I didn't realize that. Again, when we have this hormonal internal issue, especially as a teenager, now we all know that especially girls, the PCOS, that's what I had, which I was not diagnosed for many years, almost 10 years. Because born and brought up in India, that time it was more like a taboo subject to talk about, like having periods and bleeding and all that. So I didn't even discuss with my mom. So I was going internally like severe acne, which I still struggle with, but it's so much more manageable and I don't get into that stressful zones which I used to, like, because I didn't know what was happening. Why is everybody else okay, but why is it only happening to me? And then externally I looked fine, like a healthy kid, but internally, like, with depression, acne, heavy excessive hair, and these all seem very superficial problems, but inside, you know, like, you know, even suicidal tendency, it started right from teenage times. So, and that's partly it's hormonal and partly it's because of your low energies, high anxieties, coming with your health issues, the hormonal imbalances, plus the environment back then around girls especially. Like, I also had to deal with some experiences where, like, discrimination as a girl, too thin, too skinny, too dark, or things like that, which were, and I had to struggle with that, like not good in school and so many other things. So they would just get, you know, added on to what you're feeling emotionally, and you just think you are not good enough or something, you don't deserve to be good enough. And it's like I used to even think, like, probably God, you know, this is, I deserve it, he's punishing me or something, that's why I'm having these issues, like severe anemia even. And I didn't know, because it was not diagnosed, that it was something health wise which can be probably even treated, so I thought it was only me. I was just suffering. And then eventually when I realized it and doctors started giving me medications, but still at that point they did not look at my lifestyle and try to change it or see what else I can do to decrease the symptoms other than medications, like it was a band-aid. So with the medications I started getting side effects and weight gain, and other issues, severe, even more severe depression. I felt better with some parts, like my periods were more regular. But then, and in the meantime, when everything was going on, also I was like, the competition was so high to get into a medical school. And I felt like I wanted to be a doctor so I can serve and feel good about myself. So that was my thing about getting to be a doctor, because I thought that was the only way I could feel good about myself, by helping other people, making them smile, and that would feel me. And that's the reason I chose that profession and really worked hard, got through. But the stress, in the meantime, my health kept suffering because it was just the medications which were helping me. I didn't really change my lifestyle, where I was not sleeping well, constantly stressed, constantly struggling to get stuff done, not eating well. Like, food was just to give me some energy to keep going. But now I realized, after everything, like, actually my turning point to get fast forward, like to go fast forward, turning point was at the age of 30. So eventually they diagnosed with me PCOS, and also I had diabetes. It comes with the polycystic ovarian syndrome, that is PCOS. Like 10% of the women suffer from that, knowing or unknowing, and so many times they give up. And then I got diabetes, and so I was on metformin and the birth control and medications, and they said like I may not be able to conceive. But I was able to conceive at the age of 30, and that's where the turning point was. Until then, I had all these limiting beliefs, so I deserve to have these health issues because I'm fine, like I'm financially okay, because I, where I lived, there was a lot of poverty, so you know, I don't deserve to have everything, right? That's what I was thinking. Maybe this is what I need to live with. And I was financial, I was well enough to have a nice family and food, and that was enough, and this I should just live with. And so all those were my limiting beliefs, and also feeling a victim so much. So this is what it is, and I can't do anything about it. That's how. So that was another thing which I felt. And living in the past, like, okay, I've been the way it is, so I should be not happy all the time also. Some weird things like this, I always constantly felt. And but when I was pregnant with my first baby at the age of 30, that was kind of a shock to me when I got diagnosed with gestational diabetes. Now, when the doctor told me that, though I knew my health was not really good, but for some reason I was like, wow, no, because then I have a baby and everything is changing. Now what will happen to her? And that point I was like, okay, this has to stop. I have to do something about this, because doctors told me it's hereditary, it's genetics, it won't go away. We can only manage the symptoms with medications. And though I was a dentist and had medical background, I never really went deep into this and just believed that and thought nothing can be done about it. So when at that point I was like, okay, I'm going to try my best and do something about this, when they said, and that's when I started looking, researching stuff, and started taking action, and realized my lifestyle was really not good, and changed my lifestyle and mindset to keep it fast forwarded 15 years from them. Now I am like, now my daughter is 15 years old, and it's just been a journey of like this self-discovery and trial and error and experimenting. And not, I did it for her health, but realized that I started loving myself better. From a victim, I became more responsible and decided that I deserve to be happy, not just for others, but for myself. Not just so I see smile, but I should feel it from within. And it all came over years together, of course, from trial, error, experimenting, looking at different things. But it was like self-love was the biggest thing which was I was lacking, and started living in the present. And after a few years, it was not just for my daughters, but I was doing it for myself more. Like, it's become a fun thing to, now I eat for nutrition. Now I eat for, you know, it's not just to get energy, but I never loved cooking before, but now I love cooking because it gives you so much of it's love. Like, you know, food is love and the whole nutrition is amazing. So that's what I see in my clients also. Just that now I'm helping women with weight loss, but weight loss is a side effect of all these hormonal issues, right? So many times, I never come across somebody who's just having weight issues. There's always something underneath it. So the reason I started doing this was a couple of years ago, I felt like I was doing my practicing dentistry, and then realized all my patients were having the same, not all, but 90%, I would say, having this, dealing with this chronic health issues, which could be treatable, which could be preventable easily. Just like for me, if I would have started those changes earlier in my life, then I didn't have to struggle for 15 to whatever years I struggled with. So, and they are on so many medications which create all those side effects. And some of them do change because they are having weight issues, but they didn't, when it's just, no, if you don't have a weight issue, then people just, like, it doesn't show though. So they keep taking medications and just stay with that. But I think weight, increased weight could be a good thing, because then we have this indication, we have to do something about it. And when I help my clients lose their weight, it's just that I tell them you're losing weight, but they are also, you know, getting rid of their thyroid medications, their diabetes medications, their acid reflux, their PCOS symptoms are going away. So that's the thing which they are getting out of all this. But they come to me for weight loss. So it's like, so I say, yeah, that's what they want, but they of course need the other stuff which just comes with that. So it's like more of a side effect of all the hormonal issues. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing story that what you've overcome. And, you know, there's so many things that I could talk about when it comes to what you shared, you know, because you healed yourself. And that was the reason why you wanted to become a health coach and become a nutritional, coach and life coach, so that you can heal yourself. And, you know, and now you are helping your clients also empower themselves to do what you've done for yourself. I'm curious, do you still have diabetes today, or have you healed that?
So, no, I totally, my blood sugars have been like great, fasting, 3 months, like everything. So that actually happened right after my first daughter. After a couple of years, I went for a blood test because I was off the medications because I was pregnant. And then when I stopped breastfeeding, I went to the blood test, and the doctor says the cysts in my uterus had gone. I started getting regular periods for the first time, like every month on the time, and they would stop in 4 days or 5 days, because before I wouldn't get for 6 months and I would get for like 4 months of periods, like, and I would get severely anemic. There was a time where I couldn't walk, like that was when I was suffering from that. So this was the first time I was so happy to be having my periods. I thought I was doing it for my baby, right? And I was just into all that. And when I was still surprised that the periods went, because I thought, like, now when I'm getting my, it will come, go back to that again. So no, after that, I never had a problem since after that, every month till now. And then my sugar levels dropped. They didn't need to put me back on metformin, all the, and my second baby I had after 4.5 years, no gestational diabetes. Wow. And every year after that, no medications at all. I do take supplements, omega-3 and multivitamins, no other supplements, whole foods, whole nutrition, regular, smart, short exercises for women, which doesn't stress you out, because I'm all about for helping busy women use their time effectively, efficiently, without, like, so I have groups where I give them small challenges. So what happens is, exercise is also a stress. But if you do it for a long time, if you do it for a short period, that will help you actually decrease your cortisol. But if you do it for a long time, it increases. So that's what, you know, women try to do extremes sometimes, and then they have. So no, I don't have any blood issues now.
How can the audience, how can people contact you for weight loss issues and then realizing that there's so many other things underneath the Band-Aid that you're going to help them address? Let's give your website and your social media, and with it also, what is it that you want to leave the audience with today?
So I want to leave the audience with saying that live in the present, because I find a lot of my clients who are living in the past or the future, that's why so much stress. So that's what I would say, live in the present, don't feel a victim. There's always so many things happening every day which we constantly feel victimized. You look at the news and everything. So be, feel responsible always, feel empowered, don't be a victim anymore. No matter what's going on, it can change in your life. You can take action, small action every day helps. So that's the biggest message I would give. And take some time for yourself once in a week where you don't, like, block that, schedule in that so that you don't do anything else. And you have that is your nourishment time. But you can find me.
And the social media, yeah?
Yes, yeah. So my website would be harmonywithhormones.com. harmonywithhormones.com, and I'm just building that, but I'm going to work more on it. It just started, but also I'm very active in Facebook. I have a private Facebook group, and you can find me Shashi Ghodke on my personal, or and then there's a group. I have a free Facebook group where I make challenges, give nutrition tips, so many things in there. Also, I have a free.
We've got to go because we're okay. Out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Shashki. And
welcome.
Thank you for sharing your wonderful gifts with us. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.